believe that I lived as a man called Tuccus Facius. And I was married to a woman by the name of Sleaze Bagius. And I ruled that kingdom with an iron hand. You know what we did for diversion back in those days? We had contests between gladiators. Gladiators! We would watch them fight to the death. And sometimes we'd even take the winner and kill him as well. You see, gladiators were slaves. They lived their life for the entertainment of the masses. They trained every day. They were huge men. They were behemoths. They were expert horsemen. They could throw a spear, they could shoot an arrow, or they could rip with their bare hands. And each kingdom had his own gladiator that fought for him. Our gladiator was named Wellhungius. And supposedly, there was a gladiator that no man could beat in a neighboring kingdom by the name of Gonadocles. Supposedly, Gonadocles was one bad mofo. So we had the challenge between Wellhungius and Gonadocles that they should fight to the death in our arena. I was sitting there in the royal box, greeting my friends as they came. Ah, Bonnotius, good to see you. Gildonius, the wife is looking well. How have you been, Syphilidicus? How's your daughter, Gonoria? Oh, she's Bagius? Yes, she'll be here. She's coming down with vaginitis now. There she is, working her way through the crowd with my daughter. Uh-huh. Testiculis is fine, yes. Thank you very much for asking. Foscinius has a bit of a cold, yes, yes. But Dr. Sorbonius is taking care of him. Right. I'm not sure if Hemorrhoidocles will be coming here. Yes, he's... Brother Suppositorius, yes, I've been hearing some horrible things. I'm not sure, yeah, I'm not sure, but good to see you, good to see you, welcome, welcome. Gildonius, let the ceremonies begin! And sure enough, the crowd, their eyes ready for blood, watched as Wellhungius and Gonadocles circled each other with their broadswords raised. Finally, one of them made a move, and clang, their swords hit. Clang, their swords hit again. I said, go for it, Wellhungius, go for it for the kingdom. Well, apparently my cheering didn't inspire Wellhungius, but it sure inspired Gonadocles, the visiting team. With one swipe of his broadsword, he disemboweled one Wellhungius. Wellhungius dropped to his knees in the sand, and then whoosh! With another swipe of his sword, Gonadocles chopped his head off. He lay there, the crowd was semi-stunned that the hometown boy should be so brutally beaten. But yet, it was with grudging admiration that we cheered Gonadocles. He truly was the best. But we still had an out. I, as emperor, had to give the thumbs up or the thumbs down on Gonadocles. And I thought, what the hey? The crowd wants blood! Blood they shall get! And so I stood there and I held thumbs down! Turned loose the lion! And so the lion went roaring into the arena. Gonadocles threw down his sword and said, Lion, give me that lion! I'll show you lions! Here's what I do with lions! And he threw the lion aside. The lion went off whimpering. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't. I said, thumbs down, turn loose the tiger. And Gonadocles said, tiger, give me that tiger here. Yeah. Oh, this is nice. Nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he threw him aside. I was shocked. I was stunned. Gonadocles stood there scanning the crowd. I heard him say, where is the royal box? I thought to myself, I leaned over to Sleaze Bagius. I said, honey, I think I left the coffee pot on. I'll meet you back home. Okay, bye-bye.